Eclipse Bay by Jane Ann Krentz.
Eclipse Bay, Oregon. Midnight, 8 years earlier. It's going to be a long walk home. The voice was low and rough around the edges, unmistakably masculine. The kind of voice that sent little shivers down a woman's spine. It came out of the bottomless shadows near the base of Eclipse Arch, the stone monolith that dominated this secluded stretch of rocky beach. Hannah Hart jerked her gaze away from the sight of Perry Decatur's disappearing taillights and spun around. Her pulse, already beating briskly as a result of the unpleasant tussle in the front seat, shifted into high gear. Maybe getting out of the car had not been one of her brighter ideas. This stretch of Bayview Drive was a very lonely place at this hour of the night. Nice going, Hannah, she thought. Who's there? She edged back a step and prepared to run. The man on the beach sauntered casually out of the dense darkness of the arched rock and stepped into the cold light of the late summer moon. He was less than 20 feet away. You're a Hart, he said. Don't you recognize a no-good, low-down, untrustworthy Madison on sight? She took in the stark profile, the glint of silver light on midnight dark hair, and the air of arrogant, prowling grace. She didn't need the additional clues of a leather jacket, a black crewneck t-shirt, and jeans. Rafe Madison. Her generation's most notorious member of the disreputable, thoroughly scandalous Madison clan. For 3 generations, ever since the legendary street fight between Mitchell Madison and Sullivan Hart in front of Fulton's supermarket, the Harts had dutifully warned their offspring not to get involved with the wild, unruly Madisons. Rafe had apparently made it a point to live up to his family's scandalous heritage. The